Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.
You can email Mooney at rte.ie or you can text 51551. Now, from a Cork woman just before the break to a Cork man, and this man has an absolutely amazing voice and has rapidly become Ireland's number one sold star. His name is Brian Deedy and he's just released his latest album on the Decca label. The title is Non-Fiction, and in a moment we're going to hear him perform. He's been pretty busy since we last spoke, which was some time ago on the old Mooney show.
That was probably 3 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, three years ago, you had me on the show to perform a song called Lightning and Thunder, and at the end of it you said, I think you should go on The Late Late, and lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I was on The Late Late, and it was an amazing milestone to get to, but there was more work to be done, and 3 years later we're here.
And I gather it hasn't all been plain sailing during that time, despite The Late Late.
No, but being an independent musician's never straightforward or easy, and there was a lot of digging to do, and it's been an interesting journey, especially the last year. I mean, if I rewind this time last year, I hadn't put out any of the music, the new music that I'd been working on, so I was still an independent artist, and ever since I put it out, the wave of interest that came since I put it out in December has been unbelievable, the kind of organic support that the album got, and it's been an amazing trip and journey ever since.
And what's happening for you now?
So we just did a couple of Whelan shows. We're doing the Opera House, Cork Opera House, for the Guinness Jazz Festival tomorrow night, and that's another landmark, another milestone for me to headline the Opera House. I've done supports there a good few times over the years, so to be doing your own show there is a massive thing for us, so and the band as well. So it's really exciting. We're super looking forward to it, and I think there's going to be a good crowd there. It's going to be a good vibe.
Now, a little bird, because I'm, you know, very pally with a lot of little birds, but a little bird has told me that you're spending a lot of time in London at the moment, and I'm assuming that's a good thing.
I'm assuming so as well, actually. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing a lot of writing. I mean, my management's there now, and the label, you know, Decca Records, are there as well. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's good to be over there and meeting new people and writing with new people as well. And in the realm of being a solo artist, I've always written on my own. So it's interesting to be introduced to these other writers and really, really talented people. Like, so it's great to be involved in that community as well. Like, so it's a good place to be. And I still get my West Cork time as well. I still get to be a bogger, like, you know, it's great crack.
Well, despite being from the depths of West Cork, the influence of soul music is what makes your music what it is, and how I came across you first, listening to you being played on the John Creedon show. Are those influences as strong as ever on this new album?
Yeah, I've dug a lot into the soul thing, and you know, a lot of the Chain Gang sound and kind of rootsy or vocal harmonies. I spent a lot of time working on harmony kind of arrangements, and I spent a whole year actually working on some of those things. So that really helped me when I went into the studio and I wanted to kind of craft the overall look of the album and how it was supposed to sound. And the main thing was harmonies and obviously lyrics as well, like at the forefront. You know, 2013 was another interesting kind of a period where I kind of got The Late Late, and that was great. But I also felt like I had to do a lot more work, so I dug a lot into myself and my own personal history, and I just did a bit of digging, and I found lots of things on the way, you know, and kind of followed my nose in it, and you know, the album itself talks a lot about, you know, personal relationships I have, and it is quite an introspective album, actually, you know. I mean, you've got Clap on one end, which is quite happy, you know, and quite kind of pop, but there's an element of the narrative in that is just a sense of struggle involved there. And when I wrote Clap Up My Hands, it was a time when I was struggling in music. Like, it was actually just after 2013. And, you know, I just brought all those different feelings and emotions together on that record. And I'm really happy with the shape of it and the kind of the journey that it takes for me emotionally. Like, you know, I think that's important to kind of go through the different motions, like. So there's lots of stuff in there.
So things are going really well for you by the sounds of things. Are you still enjoying it though?
Yeah, it's been a different pace to what I've been used to, you know. Obviously I'm a lot busier now, but I am enjoying it, you know. I have to, every now and again, I have to step back and go, Jesus, this is class, like, you know, look around. So it's a great time. It's a great time.
And what are you going to play for us now?
Yes, the current single is called Clap Out My Hands.
Brian, thank you very much indeed for coming in your own time, please.
Thanks a million.
Oh, whoa, oh, wait. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, wait. Oh, whoa, oh, wait. Oh, whoa, oh, wait.
Where the devil won't let me clap on my hands. Clap on my hands. He won't let me dance. No, the devil won't let me clap on my hands. Clap on my hands. He won't let me dance. Well, the devil won't let me stomp on my feet. Stomp on my feet. He won't let me beat. No, the devil won't let me stomp on my feet. Stomp on my feet. He won't let me be down. But I'll run away with you. Clap on my hand, clap on my hand. He won't let me dance, no, the devil won't let me. Clap on my hand, clap on my hand. He won't let me dance. Well, the devil won't let me stomp on my feet. Stomp on my feet. He won't let me beat, no, the devil won't let me. Stomp on my feet. Stomp on my feet. He won't let me be down. Let me tell you that he won't let me dance. He won't let me dance. He won't let me dance.
Brian Deedy, thank you very much indeed. And more details on our website, rte.ie/.
Follow us on Twitter @RTE Mooney.